all of you in Jesus' name this morning. My theme for this morning is from 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And the story I have with that is a story of an Israelite who we can assume was serious about studying and following God, because when God spoke, he heard the voice of God. The problem was he didn't like what he heard. He decided that the truth he heard was not what he wanted to do, so he ran. And when we are faced with truth in our life, we have a choice as well. And we hear truth from the Word of God. We hear truth from the Holy Spirit. We hear truth from the people around us. And when we hear truth, we have a choice. We can either apply it to our life or we can run from it. And in Psalms 139, 7 through 12, David writes, "Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you." So running doesn't seem like a good option, but we still try that on occasion. And Jonah tried that. So I want to read from Jonah chapter 1 and 2 this morning. Turn with me to Jonah 1. And I will read from the NIV. "The word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai. Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish. He went down to Joppa, where he found a ship bound for that port. After paying the ferry, went aboard and sailed for Tarshish to flee from the Lord. Then the Lord sent a great wind on the sea, and such a violent storm arose that the ship threatened to break up. All the sailors were afraid, and each cried out unto his own God. And they threw the cargo into the sea to lighten the ship. But Jonah had gone below deck, where he lay down and fell into a deep sleep. The captain went to him and said, 'How can you sleep? Get up and call on your God. Maybe he will take notice of us, and we will not perish.' Then the sailors said to each other, 'Come, let us cast lots to find out who is responsible for this calamity.' And they cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. So they asked him, 'Tell us, who is responsible for making all this trouble for us? What did you do? Where did you come from? And where is your country? From what people are you?' He answered, 'I am a Hebrew, and I worship the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the land.' This terrified them, and they asked, 'What have you done?' They knew he was running away from the Lord, because he had already told them so. The sea was getting rougher and rougher, so they asked him, 'What should we do to you to make the sea calm down for us?' 'Pick me up, throw me into the sea,' he replied, 'and it will become calm. I know that it is my fault that this great storm has come upon you.' Instead, the men did their best to row back to land, but they could not, for the sea grew even wilder than before. Then they cried to the Lord, 'O Lord, please do not let us die for taking this man's life. Do not hold us accountable for killing an innocent man for you. O Lord, have done as you pleased.' Then they took Jonah and threw him overboard, and the raging sea grew calm. At this, the men greatly feared the Lord, and they offered a sacrifice to the Lord and made vows to him. But the Lord provided a great fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was inside the fish 3 days and three nights. From inside the fish, Jonah prayed to the Lord his God, and he said, 'In my distress, I called to the Lord, and he answered me. From the depths of the grave, I called for help, and you listened to my cry. You hurled me into the deep, into the very heart of the seas, and the currents swirled about me. All your waves and breakers swept over me. I said, I have been banished from your sight, yet I will look again toward your holy temple. The engulfing waters threatened me. The deep surrounded me. Seaweed was wrapped around my head. To the roots of the mountains I sank down, and the earth beneath barred me in forever. But you brought my life up from the pit, O Lord my God. When my life was ebbing away, I remembered you, Lord, and my prayer rose to you, to your holy temple. Those who cling to worthless idols forfeit the grace that could be theirs. But I, with a song of thanksgiving, will sacrifice to you. What I have vowed, I will make good. Salvation comes from the Lord. And the Lord commanded the fish, and it had vomited Jonah onto dry land. So I enjoyed reading this story again. We went to Missouri and watched this played out larger than life, it seemed. And for the next couple weeks, my young son wanted to hear this story every evening. So I read Jonah for, I think it was 2 or 3 weeks every evening. And I think my wife read it at least once during the day as well. So Jonah became a pretty familiar story in our house. And so I was struck with the idea that Jonah thought he could get away from God. And he was a true devout believer, or a devout Israelite. So the idea that you could just run across the face of the earth and get away from God seems foolish, but he tried it. And we try it as well. So my challenge this morning is, when we hear truth, we have a choice. And in the NIV, the 2 Timothy 2:5 says, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed, and who correctly handles the word of truth. That's all I have this morning. So let's bow our heads and pray. Dear God, this morning we've met to worship you. We've met to study your word and to hear truth and to speak truth to each other. Guide our gathering this morning and help us to bring honor to your name in everything we do and say. Bless the teachers as they lead the discussion in Sunday school, and bless the preaching of your word. We pray this in your name. Amen.